So guys, first of all, how did you end up in Leeds, and how did you end up as part of the Leeds Force?
It was over the summer. It was a camp held in Berlin, Germany, by a guy named John Salvin. And it was basically an exposure camp with Coach Matt Newby and other coaches around different countries was at. And, you know, I met Quan there as well. And we both was just out there playing games and going through our skill works as they view us and stuff like that. So that's how I got the job.
And Coach Newby brought us to the side and told us that he liked our game and what he can work on is with us, get us better. And we came out for – well, I came out for a tryout, and everything went well. And we came up here in September.
Now, you've both obviously been through the college system in the States, and going over there myself, knowing how sort of fiercely competitive it is.
Yeah.
How's it been making that transition coming over here? What's it been like experiencing the BBL and how you get into basketball in the UK?
The BBL is a pretty good league, man. It's a really pretty tough league, and you know, I'm just still learning and growing every day as I learn more about the BBL and Europe basketball itself. Europe basketball alone is also very different from what I experienced in college. So, you know, just the game, you know, slowing it down more and just being more patient and just kind of just figuring everything out at the same time. So it's a pretty good league.
Yeah, the BBL, it's pretty fun, challenging at the same time, you know, learning to be a one, a floor general. And coming in I felt mentally was a bit shaky because, you know, I haven't played that fast-paced tempo in a while. You know, when you come from just training every day with just a couple guys in the workout, the transition is different. But I finally got the idea now.
So you guys both live in the UK now. Is that you're based here permanently, am I?
Correct.
Yeah. And what's the sort of ambition to move on? Is it to move on from the BBL? Do you want to get back into the American game, or would you like to go and experience more Europe?
For me, man, as a basketball player, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to play professional basketball, and I'm just going to go wherever it takes me. You know, I won't mind playing in the States, but it's more leagues out here in Europe and very competitive leagues as well. So I'm just enjoying the process and just going to continue to take it as far as I can with it. So.
Yeah, you know, I always told myself if I'm not playing the NBA, I just go outside the country and venture and see what that brings. So, yeah, I would like to continue to play in Europe. Doesn't really matter the BBL because I just want to, you know, continue to see the world.
And have you found Leeds and getting basketball on the map in Leeds? How's that been for you guys?
Honestly, for me, I felt for both of us, we can speak on it. The fans here have been great. They've been showing us love ever since we first came here. And it's just good to be around a family culture because that's what, you know, I come from with my basketball teams growing up in the States. And it's just, you can feel the environment and the love that everybody is spreading here in Leeds and everywhere. So it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, like, nice gym where everybody's, you know, everybody seems like they're on the floor with you while you play, so it's fun.
So it's good to be in those kind of crowds. They're quite tight, aren't they? They're quite close-knit,
yeah,
really. Yeah,
yeah,
right up in your face almost in a way. And I suppose that's quite good, really, because you can kind of feel the energy.
Yeah, it's more personal. Like.
Yeah, you can feel the atmosphere and the energy.
Instead of the big arenas, anyway. But we've seen how big the NBA has been in the UK, and the global games have already been here. Basketball seems to be getting a better reputation in the UK, and it seems to be taking off, doesn't it?
It is.
That your league can start to rise even further than it is now.
It really can, and that's what I've been hearing, and that was another reason why I was excited to come here as well, because I hear the league is growing year by year, and that's just a good feeling to be a part of this progression.
So. Yeah, definitely.
Now, this game that you got coming up next against the Sheffield Sharks, that could be described as a local derby if you put it into football terms.
Yeah.
Is that something that's been pressed into you by your coaches now? Is that something that's been put into you? This is a local game. It's going to be two fierce rivals in a sense, even though probably not in the sort of football terms. If you take like Leeds and Sheffield Wednesday, played over the weekend. You know, it's a slightly different thing, but it's still a local derby. I think there's going to be some rowdy crowds there. And how's it going to be on the court for you?
It's going to be, you know, we just came off a few game a losing streak, so like. It really, like, right now, the opponent, I feel that our opponent will be, like, will come at us tough, but we will come at them tough as well because we've been losing. So, and, like, we're from the States, so we don't really know too much about the rivalries, but the coach will mention that a few times.
Obviously, like you said, coming from the States, it's different, I think, with the rivalries, isn't it? You know, because we've seen, even if you take the MLS as an example, there's two teams in New York.
Yeah.
You know, and there's not like this huge sort of rivalry like Manchester United and Manchester City, two teams in the same place.
Yeah.
Is that a bit weird when it comes to local games that kind of don't have that?
Honestly speaking, rivalry is a rivalry. You know, when you have a rivalry between two teams, you're going to kind of create the atmosphere amongst one another as far as to, you know, going against each other, that battle. Because, you know, everybody know a rivalry is it's like a head-to-head between the two teams as well. So we're just going to start from practice and just carry on to the game, you know, and just treat it like another game that we really need, so.
And with the BBL as well, that's you can see a lot of that online, can't you? By their website.
Yes, they actually started streaming.
Do you think that this is now a time maybe we've seen various other sports jump to TV or get on terrestrial TV as well? Like, you know, heavyweight boxing was back on terrestrial TV this past weekend, which was fantastic. Maybe, say, a BT Sport might take the BBL as a nice little pet project. Would you like to see something like that? Or maybe one of the other channels on Sky, would you like to see something like that that would take it? One of those, say, a Dave or whatever?
Yeah, that would be awesome if we can, like, you know, have that type of publicity.